The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Achonah for Yom Leroyim, Musaf Rosh Hashanah Malchus. We are today starting the special Musaf Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, different than any other Musaf of Yom Tov. Every Musaf of Yom Tov has the three brachas of praising Hashem at the beginning and thanking Hashem at the end, and one bracha in the middle of the Kedushas HaYom, talking about the concept of that Yom Tov, as we've spoken in Shachrit. Some of mine has the Kabbalas. And Rosh Hashanah, we have an extra two brachas. There are three essential brachas. The first bracha is a bracha which also has a regular Musaf part to it, which describes about the Kabbalas that were brought in Atzilut out of the Beis Hamikdash back. And together with that, we have the Malchus. And then afterwards, a separate bracha for the Zichronos, and a third bracha for Shoshos. And today we will talk about the bracha of Malchus, which is the first of the middle brachas, Musaf. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world at different times, and every time there's a day of judgment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us special avodah, special things to do with him so that we should have a good judgment. So, for example, at the end of Sukkot, our Sukkot is a day of judgment for the rain, and therefore there's the korban of Nisachonai, bringing the water offering. Now, Rosh Hashanah is something interesting. Rosh Hashanah is Be'etzim, as we mentioned, and we all know, it's the Yom HaDin. It's the day of judgment of the entire planet. And the Chodesh is nothing special for Klal Yisrael, because all the nations of the world are being judged also. It says, Kol Boi Olam. Everything that was created is being judged on Rosh Hashanah. So what does this have to do with the Yom Tov? It's very different to all the other Yom Tovim. The other Yom Tovim are commemorating something that happened, by the miracles we see at Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, Sukkot. Today is a day of judgment. It's not commemorating any miracle that happened to Klal Yisrael. But we see, even so, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barois Rachmo made the Yom HaDin as a Yom Tov. And the idea of a Yom Tov is, it's a Moyed, a time of special closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the tools to use this as best as possible. Just like he gives us Yisroch HaMayim, the water offering, and Sukkot, now he's giving us the Kelim, the tools to be Matzbich in this Yom HaDin. And that's what it says. It tells us to do three things, the three things we're doing in Musaf. Even lefone Malchus, say in front of me, Malchus, coronate me, proclaim me the king of the world. And afterwards, say the Baruch of Zichronos, so that you're the Koran, you should be remembered, to be assessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Toivo, the Meh B'Shoifo. That's the third thing. The Shoifo is a way of elevating all the concepts and ideas that we're saying to a higher level, to higher closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, higher intimacy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which brings us the Gzar Din that we want. The Dinein of the Toivo, Shnas Chayim V'Sholem. So today, like we said, we're talking about the bracha of Malchus, which is similar to what we were talking about yesterday, because the etzem, all the Shemoneh Esreis of Rosh Hashanah have this element of Malchus, but this stress about how we are yearning for the future, Hamlocha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the revelation of Hashem when the Shia comes, And the whole world should be in awe and fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Tzad HaShena, we should be full of simcha, that we see the greatness and glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the glory of Klal Yisrael, like we mentioned, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, the closeness between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're saying. The reason why this is such a central theme on Rosh Hashanah is not just Hashem picked a nice thing. Ramchal and others speak out that the day of Rosh Hashanah is not just an arbitrary day that was picked for the Yom HaDin of the world, the Day of Judgment. The day of the Rosh Hashanah is the day that Adam HaRishon was created. This is the day of the beginning of the creation of the world. The world was completed on Rosh Hashanah. Memele, the way Hashem set up the world is, whenever there was some special change in the nature of the world, any time in history, that thing repeats itself every year. On Pesach, we came out of Mitzrayim, every year we have a special koyach to get some of the kedusha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's Rosh Hashvina, that's by Leila Seder, that's so powerful all over Klal Yisrael, because we're not just commemorating something, we're reliving it, we're getting those hashpois of it, the special special shefa, wellsprings of goodness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rosh Hashanah also is a time of creation, and therefore every year the world is created again. Basically, according to this, the world is created 1 year at a time. It's created for 1 year, and the next Rosh Hashanah decision is made again. How are we going to recreate the world? And we have to understand it, because we know
Kol HaLashon
that the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creation of Hashem, is not something like a person makes something. In other words, if I make a desk, I made it, that doesn't need me anymore. If the one who made the desk dies, the desk is still there. Whereas the way Hashem created the world is, it's always totally v'oymed. It's always dependent on the Shefa, on the Chiyus, on the energy, Kavayochu, coming down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that sustains it. And Hashem stops that for a second, and any period of time of history, it's finished. So basically, on Rosh Hashanah every year, Hashem is reassessing the world, reassessing us. How am I going to give this person and this nation and this world the Shefa, the energy it needs, the physical and spiritual energy it needs, that the Yad HaShemayim needs for the coming year? And that's what's being judged on Rosh Hashanah. If we're the Chalal and Tzadikim, then we get that special Keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the point of the Tzadik is he's connected. You're connected to the source of goodness, the source of life, the source of the Shefa that's coming down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from his Malchus up there down to here. The Melech is the one, the King is the one who bestows from his goodness on his nation. That's the Melech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Koyach, that Mechaya, gives life to this world, gives goodness to this world, gives Hatzlocha to this world. How are we going to get, are we connected to it? Are we not connected to the source of life that's coming down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And that's why Chazal say, it's so essential on this day that we're being assessed. Are we going to be properly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are we worthy of that chiyus, that rich life, rich spiritual, physical, whatever we need, coming down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connecting to us? Are we connected? And this is avodah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us. By saying that I recognize Hashem as the Melech HaOlam. What is a king? A king is almighty, powerful. He has everything in his hands. And his subjects have nothing of their own. Everything they're getting is from him. If I proclaim throughout this day, with every tefillah and with the acts that I do, Malchus, I recognize that I am nothing. Mishpachavim lefanecha. And you are everything. And I want that tefillah. I appreciate that tefillah. I realize that I have to be son of Yitzhak upon you. You love us. And I love you too. I want to be so close to you. More than the loving, I accept your dominion. I accept you're in charge of everything. And I have to do what I can to do everything the way you want it, not the way I want it. I don't have things done the way I want. I have to wait them done the way you want. Kamavan, the highest madrega is the person comes to a point that what you want is what I want. And I'll go upon him. That's our voida of the Shoshanah. In the father of Malchus. And that's what we're saying. We start off the Malchus part of the first bracha with Aleinu L'Shabeach. a beautiful tefillah that the Yidduas historically, that Jews had to give up their life on Kiddush Hashem. The Christians used to burn people at the stake, do all kind of terrible things, and they would say, Eleinu Shaveach. And we recognize we're different than Shaloi Sonu Kokol, we're different than all the nations of the world. We bow down, we're nothing in front of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the introduction. And the beginning of the Malchus is Alteinu Kaveh, once again, that we're desiring, that everyone should see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we say the 10 psukim that are written in the Torah, which the psukim from the Torah are psukim that display our recognition of not only Hashem's greatness, but how Hashem's greatness is relevant to us. Hashem Yimloch Lo'ilam Vod is the pasuk we said when we came out of Kriyas Yamsuf. The second pasuk we say, Lo'hidat Ovin Le'yakim Le'ovin Le'Yisrael. Hashem didn't look at any evil. He didn't see any evil in Klal Yisrael. Hashem Elikav Yimloch Chuas HaMelech Bo. There's a friendship or a closeness between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's also a pasuk that was said by Bilam. Bilam had the power to destroy Klal Yisrael. Hashem did not let it happen. He looked at only at the good things in Klal Yisrael. He saved us. And the third pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vahid Yishon Melech V'Sasit Rosh Hashem Yachdash Yisrael. Yisrael. The Yeshua, the nation of Yeshua and Klal Yisrael is the king. So those first three psukim were basically stressing this point. Like we said, Hashem Elikvi Yisrael. Hashem is Melech Ha'olam, but specifically in us, Klal Yisrael, we have a special kesher with him. And that's what we want to rekindle, strengthen, feel it, make it more real in our lives. And that's what we have to think every second of Rosh Hashanah, 48 hours, think, I'm about to react, 1 second. Am I reacting because I think I'm the one who has to have it my way, and if it doesn't go away, I get upset and I get frustrated in this. Oh no, I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it doesn't go my way, who cares? Everything's good. Hashem set up the situation. I'm going to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm with him. Then we have all other psukim, which we don't have time to go through all of them, because I have to look through them. Psukim of the Malchus, some of the psukim are talking about Los Adlovi. Eventually, this Malchus will be revealed. Hashem Olav Geus is a pasuk which is going on the Bria Sa'olam. Hashem revealed his Malchus when he created the world. I'll call upon him. That's his bracha. So, and we end up the bracha with the same thing we say in every Shemoneh Esrei, which is, in essence, once again, that yearning and tefillah for Zilach HaOlam Kulo B'Toydecho. The whole world should recognize your glory and your greatness and your kindness. The Zeicha to realize Rosh Hashanah is not just another day. It's not just a day of judgment. It's the first day of a new Bria Sa'olam, and it's up to us to be koveya, to define, to have it decided what type of world will be created for us in the coming year. Shri Zeicha to really say the things. It's a special year this year. So Yer Hashem is calling out to us, look, I'm running the world, and we have to say, I got the message. Wherever I am, if I'm in shul, if I'm at home, if I'm feeling well, if I'm sick, it'll make a difference. I can put every ounce of energy I have in this Rosh Hashanah to make it a special Rosh Hashanah, because Hashem is basically giving us a lead. You have the ability now to change the whole world around. It's totally in these 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Yet Hashem will be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Zoche, Hashanah Tovah Sukkah, Hashanah of Yeshua, Verachamim.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.